One of the first and most important things we talk about with kinesiology tape application is the potential for skin irritation. What could cause it and how can we try to prevent it? What's up, everybody? My name is John Campioni and this is the Rock Tape Podcast. With any device, modality, or topical, the first risk to assess is the potential for skin irritation. We discuss this a great deal in our Rock Tape courses. Skin irritation is to be avoided at all costs. So what could cause irritation of the skin with regards to tape? The most common reason for skin irritation is too much stretch on the tape during application. Rock Tape has 15 to 20% stretch on the backing as it is removed. This means there is a pre-stretch of sorts on the tape coming out of the box. While there may be advanced applications that manipulate stretch at our Rock Tape courses and for the vast majority of patients and clients, you do not stretch the tape. What we teach is stretch the skin. What does that mean? This means to pre-position the patient or client into a posture or pose that puts length on the tissue where you are going to apply tape. This stretch the skin concept provides a great deal of benefit. For one, the practitioner can apply the tape easily while laying it down flat with no potential folds or creases. Secondly, this is more comfortable for the patient during the application process. It gets body parts out of the way and the tape goes on smoothly as previously mentioned. Additionally, stretching the skin augments the decompressive nature of the tape. You will be able to see convolutions in the skin without stretching the tape. More than anything, remember that tape pulls towards the middle. That's how we get the decompressive effect. But this also means that there is a great amount of stress coming from the ends of the tape. Never add stretch to the ends of the tape. Even if you are adding stretch for advanced applications, you never, ever, ever add stretch to the ends of the tape. There's another really important thing to point out when it comes to skin irritation from the tape. Removing the tape. The tape is designed to stick to the skin. Pulling it off rapidly and aggressively will irritate your skin. Many people blame the tape for the irritation, but with further investigation, we realize this patient or client ripped it off like a Band-Aid. That's not the tape's fault. That's human error. We teach a very specific way to remove tape comfortably. I'll reiterate it right here. Remove the tape slowly in the direction of hair growth, keep it close to the skin with some sort of counterpull on the skin, and I'd highly recommend re-stretching the tissue so it is taut and does not get pulled up on so easily. If you cannot reach the area comfortably, someone else will have to do this for you. And even before all that, I highly recommend an emulsifier to make the glue less sticky. I did an entire episode on things that can help remove the tape. Personally, I prefer our Rock Rub. Up until now, I've been discussing skin irritation from excessive stretch on the tape, but there's another thing we need to talk about with tape and skin, allergic reaction to the tape material and/or the glue. Rock Tape is hypoallergenic, latex-free material and glue, but everyone's skin is different. You cannot assume someone will not have a reaction. You must assess it. In every one of our courses, we recommend a patch test with a small piece of tape on the forearm or some easily accessible area of the body for a small amount of time to determine if someone will have a reaction to the tape. This is very important for your patient and client's comfort and well-being. You do not want to overlook an allergic reaction because you didn't do your due diligence. That's on you. Ask your patients and clients if they have allergies to adhesives. Do patch tests and observe. Even if someone's current health status has changed, that could change the way that they react to the tape. I myself had a reaction I've never had before or since because I happened to be ill while wearing tape. Also keep in mind hygiene. The skin should be clean and free of oils before applying the tape. Often, pustules and whiteheads are observed because of applications put on an athlete post-activity without cleaning the skin. This is not the same skin irritation or allergic reaction, and the tape is not causing it. More than anything, communicate with your patient and clients and make them aware of the benefits and risks of wearing tape. Ultimately, they have the choice to wear it or not. If someone has a reaction to the tape, investigate the cause of it. Be aware of all possible aspects of their health that could manifest in reactions to something on the skin.